Hi, everybody, and welcome again to Ivy English. I'm Karen.
And I'm Wesley.
Today is April 13th, and we're on page 44 in your magazines. And today we have a new TOEIC lesson for you.
好，今天我有一个新多益情境试题攻略。
All right, we have 5 questions today. They're all fill in the blank. Here are our instructions. Part 5, incomplete sentences. Directions, a word or phrase is missing in each of the sentences below. 4 answer choices are given below each sentence. Select the best answer to complete the sentence. Then mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet.
好，那这个题目的说明，它告诉我们有一个字，一个 word 或者一个 phrase 或者一个片语 is missing 不见了。好，在底下这些句子里面，每一个句子都有一些字，都有一个字或者有一个片语不见了。然后呢，接下来它有 4 answer choices 有四个答案的选项啊，给你 are given。那 below each sentence, 每一个句子底下都有四个答案的选项让你去选。那请你
Go ahead.
请你这个选出 the best answer, 最好的一个答案来 complete the sentence。然后呢把那个你选的那个答案它是 A, B, C, 还是 D 呢把它 mark, 把它标记在你的 answer sheet 上面在你的答案纸上面。
Sorry, you sounded so finished. I came in the wrong place. Okay, these are the usual instructions, but sometimes there are weird things that you don't expect. So as we usually advise you, make sure that you have read the instructions before you start so you don't miss something important.
好，那这个说明呢 大部分都是同样的说明，但是大家还是一样，考试的时候还是要读一下，以免那一年的说明跟往年不同。
Right.
那到时候你那个答案方向错掉了就很麻烦。
All right, here's number one. When it comes to blank staff morale,Positive feedback from management is the most effective strategy. Our choices are A, improve, B, improves, C, improved, D, improving. When we have the same word root and just different endings, then it's a grammar question.
好，那我们看到四个选项呢，都是同一个字，啊，只是它字尾不同，那表示这是一个文法的问题。那我们来看看这个题目哈，他说 when it comes to, 就当我们谈到什么什么的时候，好，那这个 to 呢，它是一个介系词在这个地方。
And that's the key.
这个是重点哈，因为它是介系词，所以我们就知道等一下后面要选什么了。我们等一下要选的是一个动名词，因为介系词后面动词要加 ing。但是这里呢，各位其实还有很多东西可以学的，例如说这里这一个 chunk, improve staff morale。Staff morale 就是工作人员的士气啊，工作士气。那各位记起来，这是一个常见的一个组合，好，所以你不用说 the morale of the staff 也可以，
right.
但是那样在透露。